We continue now with Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet, Perek Chaf Aleph. We continue to learn of the great illumination that is bestowed upon Talmidei Chachamim. V'im kol kach nifla madrei gasam shal omlei Torah gam ba'odim b'zeha olam ha'chashuch lahasi u'lestaka b'ruach kachan bor elyon. If a Talmid Chacham who's osik b'Torah in this dark and mysterious world is able to attain great light and to gain Ruach HaKodesh and to be able to perceive that divine light, the Or Elyon, while still in this world. So, Gedolim Tzadikim V'Yisasan Yosef V'Bechayeh. The Gemara in Chulin tells us in Dav Zayin Amud Beis, even more so, a Tzadik will be on an even higher level after life than he is in this world. La'ein Aruch, without comparison. Acher Asher Nishmas Wat Tahorah Rabba Savala Torah Mitzvos, after a life of being satiated or being satisfied by Torah and mitzvos, filled with Torah and mitzvos, v'hi shava el beis aviyah mikedusha umit tohara kasher nitna, and now it goes back to a place of holiness and it returns with great purity and great holiness to that place, to the olam elyon, uviyisron ora Torah kadosha tamudo biyado, and with that great illumination of the holy Torah with his learning in his hand, so to speak. Kol ha'sha'arim niftachim lefanav, all of the gates open before him. V'salik uvaka rakiyan, and he literally tears through the heavens. V'tzaru b'tzura chayim es Hashem elokav yisbarach shemal, and he's bound up in the bond of life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So if he achieves such great connection to Hashem while in this world, alach haskam v'kam la'in aruch, when he leaves this world, his neshama will bask in the ziv hashchina. Ubitana debe Eliyahu, it says in Tana debe Eliyahu and Eliyahu Rabba Perak Dalid, Amar Shema Tomar Hoel Vinichlas Moshe Lebeso Lama, Shema Batel Mimeno Oso Akeser Shema Orpanim. Maybe you'll say that after Moshe died, he lost the radiance that had crowned his face while he was alive in this world. Talmud Lomar, absolutely not. Velo Kam Navi Od Yisrael Kamosha, Asher Yida'o Hashem Panim El Panim. No one was like Moshe. There'll never be a Navi like Moshe who knew Hashem face to face. Ma ur panim shalamala kaim la'olam ul'olme olamim. Just like the light, the luminescence of Hashem's face is forever, kiviyachol. So too, the light of Moshe Rabbeinu's face is also forever. Kach ma ur panim shal Moshe nechnasimo lebeis olamo. Moshe continues to shine on high. Again, I use the word kiviyachol only because we don't really know what any of these things mean. But obviously the light of Hashem is eternal, and therefore the light that Moshe radiates, the light of Torah, is also eternal. V'lo Moshe b'lvad ela kol tamid chacham sh'osek b'Torah mikatznuso v'adzeknuso umeis. Anyone who dedicates himself for a life of Torah scholarship, of Torah study, and then leaves this world, be'emes lomeis. In a certain sense, he has not died at all. Ela hu adayin b'chaim la'olme ula'olme olamim sh'nemar v'haysa nefesh adoni tzrura b'tzura chaim eis Hashem elokecha. Like the Pasuk says in Shmuel, may my master's soul be bound up in the bond of life with Hashem as God. So that's true about every Talmud Chacham. Every tzaddik, every Talmud Chacham who leaves this world continues to live on with the source of life that is Hashem. Makish Talmud Chacham, hatzaddik el Elokim. We compare the Talmud Chacham, the righteous Talmud Chacham, to God Himself. Ma Elokim yehei shemo hagadol mivorach chai v'kayim. Just like Hashem, may His name be blessed, is forever. Kach Talmud Chacham she'asek b'Torah kol yamba v'umeis. He hasn't really died. Harehu b'chayim v'adayin lo meis. V'hu chay la'olam, he lives forever. V'heichan hu nishmasa, and where is that nishama? Tachas kisei ha'kavod. Again, it's bound up in the bond of life with Hashem. Tachas kisei ha'kavod. V'nafsho tisba b'tzachzichos ha'or ha'elyon aganus. And then the nishama delights in the luminescence of the hidden light, the supernal light above. K'mamarim zechronim levracha kol tamil chacham ba'osik b'torim b'toch ha'tchak. The Gemara says his tfilos are answered. It's a Gemara in Sota. If you study with poverty, your tfilos will be answered. And then Rabbi Abba adds, Rabbi Abba omer af masbino so miziv ha'shchina. He will also be satiated with a heavenly glow, what we call the ziv ha'shchina. As the Pasuk says, v'hayu einecha ro'os es morecha. Your eyes will behold your teacher, which is a reference. Sometimes we use that as a reference to Talmid HaChachamim, as our teachers, but really it's a reference to Hashem Himself. On the first parak of Baba Basra, we learn, my esba'a b'hokitz t'munasecha, pasuk in Tehillim, elu Talmid HaChachamim, sheminada din sheina me'ineim b'olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masbiyin miziv hashchina le'olam haba. Talmid HaChachamim who rob their eyes of sleep in this world are able to see, kiviyachol, to bask in the ziv hashchina in the olam haba. Uveperach Chelek, it tells us in Sanhedrin, Kuf Amad Aleph, Darash Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Kol Hamashchir Panav Al Divrei Torah, Be'olam Hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mavik Zivo, Le'olam Haba. Anyone, again, who blackens his face over Torah in this world, again, he learns Torah with difficulty, he makes sacrifices, he gives up sleep, he gives up food, he gives up pleasures of this world in order to be connected to Hashem, so he will certainly be rewarded with an unbelievable light, a heavenly light, that he'll bask in Lo'olam Haba. V'akol lefi erech rov isko v'niflos dveikuso b'Torah kadoshan. This is an important point. We shouldn't think that everyone who learns Torah is equal. Everything will be in accordance with one's commitment to Torah. To the degree that one is davak in Torah, to the degree of the intensity of the devotion of the Talmud Chacham, so will be his ability to enjoy that light. Kamo shekasa betana debe Eliyahu, Eliyahu zuta perek yudbeiz, eitzal hatzadikim hanemar behem, v'ohavav ketzeis hashemesh begvuraso, ma she'ein ken b'malachi yasharis. The Talmud Chacham will enjoy a supernal light, which is not enjoyed by the angels. Ma yofe kocho shobal abayis, shuhu miyapa keser avadav kamo kisro. If you'll tell me that what, that the Balabayas and the Master and the Eved are all equal, that the person, again there's a mashal, that the person who learns a lot of Torah and the person who learns a little bit of Torah, it's all going to be equal. They're going to have the same radiance of Olam Haba. Ain't okay, no such thing. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, She'ein Lefanav Mas Oponim. We thank Hashem for not showing favoritism, and therefore Hashem will reward people precisely, as it says, Nemar b'makom acher, as it says in Mishle, Yosser me're'ehu tzaddik. A righteous person has yosser, has an advantage over his re'ehu, over his friend. Elakol echad ve'echad lefi darko. Each one will be rewarded in accordance with his efforts. V'hu hu sod ha'ur sh'nevra b'yom rishon, and this light that we're describing here is the light from the first day of creation. Sh'gnozo ha'kadosh baruch hu l'tzadikim, that the Gemara in Chagiga tells us Hashem put away for tzadikim lasid lavo. V'chein isa b'zohar bereishis. Similarly, we find in the Zohar Kadosh daf mem zayin about aleph and bereishis. Rabbi Elazar pasach, ma rav tuvcha asher tzafanta l'reacha, Tachazi come and see Kutchabrihu Bar Lavar Nashba Alma Vaskalama Heavy Shlim Bapulchana. Hashem created man in this world, and he gave him a means of being Matakin to perfect himself through his Avodas Hashem Ula Askana Archoi, and to be Matakin his Orach, his Derech, his path. Begin the Yizke Linahoyra Ila Diganus Kutchabrihu Litzadikaya, so that he can be Zocha to the light that Hashem put away for the tzaddikim, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Ayin lo rasa v'chulo yase l'mache lo," an eye, no eye has seen what's in store for those who will earn it. But again, praiseworthy and fortunate are those who are going to be zoche to enjoy it. Uvama zocha bar nash lahu nahora. So how does one earn the right to enjoy that light? Be'oraisa. The answer, says the Zohar, one thing: Torah. Va'amru Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha and Chagiga Daf Yudalid, Asher Kumtu V'lo Eis Nahar Yutzak Yisodam. The Gemara in Chagiga says that there are those who Asher Kumtu that push forward before their time. Again, it's a reference to what? Says the Gemara, it's a reference Elu Talmidei Chacham Shemekamtin Sheina Meineim B'Olam Hazeh, who rob themselves of sleep. Literally, they press sleep from their eyes in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megal Lehem Sod Lo'olam Haba. Hashem will reveal to them secrets Lo'olam Haba. And that's what the pasuk means. Nahar Yutzak Yisodam. V'heim HaTamei Torah Genuzim. This refers to the secret meaning behind every bit. Sheheim HaOr HaElyon HaGanuz, which again is the primordial light that was hidden away at the time of creation. V'lechein Amru Perak Torah. It says in Perak Kinyan Torah Vav. It's really one of the great mysterious ma'amari. What does it mean, zoche ledvarim harbe? If you learn Torah lishma, it'll be a lot of things, and then there's a whole list that comes after that. Chazal don't reveal to us, what are these dvarim harbe? What are these secret dvarim harbe that's alluded to in this Mishnah? It can't be that this is just an introduction to the list that follows, because the list is introduced, the Velo Ode, not only do you get Dvarim Harbe, but you get all these other things that are on the list. So, Mashpashu Milsa Ba'ape Nafsha, it's implied that it's its own thing. So what is this own thing? In addition to being called Hashem's friend and beloved, and he loves Hashem and Hashem loves him, all the things on the list, but there's this mysterious Dvarim Harbe. So what is this Dvarim Harbe? Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Amnam Ramos Lahaidun Vatzichtzuch HaNefesh Bo'or HaGanuz. What are the Dvarim Harbe? It refers to the pleasure and the delight that the Nefesh feels as it basks in the radiance of that hidden light of Torah, which again is uniquely set aside for what? For Talmidei Chachamim. Asher gam kol malachei ma'ala v'chayos v'sarfei ha-kodesh v'shum navi v'choza. Lo hisigu klal etzem inyano. You could be a malach, you could be a saraf, you could be a navi, but you're not zocha to that light. Only Talmidei Chachamim. Again, as we learned last time, chacham odif mi navi. Gemara Bava Basra Yud Beis. Only Talmidei Chachamim are zocha to such a light. Ukamamarim, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamedalad Amud Beis. Kol anaviim kulan lo nisnavu ela v'chulu, aval tamidei chachamim atzman ayin lo rasa, v'u'eidan v'hayayin ha'meshumar ba'anavav. All these terms that we find in Chazal, and in Midrashim, and all sorts of, some even in Psukim, the concept of Eden, and the Yayin HaMeshumar, and the Ziv HaShchino, all of these things, this Ayin Lo Rasa, that we have no real sense of what they are until we get there, but one thing we do know is that it's very good. V'akol Echad. It's all referencing what? Different terminology, but it's all referencing Sod HaTame HaTorah HaGnuzim Shalon Ezgala Adayin. It all refers to secrets of Torah that have not yet been revealed to the world, and these are the Dvarim Harbe that Tzadikim and Talmidei Chacham are zocheh to. Lachein Amar Stam, Dvarim Harbe. We can't explain what they are. If you study Torah Lishma, you'll be zocheh to it. She'ein davar hamusag la'amru levaro. We don't have the language simply to explain it. We're not given permission yet to be megala what these things are. And lastly, in Tana Debe Elio, in the Elio Rabbah in Perachav Zayin, Amar Ashrei Adam She'esh Bo Divrei Torah. Praiseworthy is the individual who has words of Torah. V'yoshe, v'korei, v'shona, b'makom tzenua v'seser. He sits alone and he learns Torah by himself, just immersing himself in Torah. Etel mi malinino so. About such a person we say, by whom does he reside? Who does he live with? Have omer etel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lives with Hashem. As the Pasuk says, we know it from Tehillim, yoshev b'seser elyon b'tzel shaddai yislonon. Kishem shehem masim and atzman yachidim bolam haza, ve'eni mahem zar, just as they cut themselves off from the world to be able to be alone with Hashem, kamo kein heim bolam hava. That's how it will continue forever. Heim yoshvin etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu levado, they'll have private access, yachidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to continue to sit and to bask in His light and to learn Torah b'chavrusa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should be zocha, mirtz Hashem, to appreciate the Dvarim Harbe, these mysterious Dvarim Harbe, to realize that whatever we get out of Torah in this world, all the more so, will be continue to enjoy it and to be given even greater access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we leave this world with our Torah that we studied throughout our lifetime.